Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The ancient spring festival of Nowruz is currently being celebrated by millions around the world, including Iranians, Kurds, Afghans, Azeris, Americans, and the peoples of Central Asia. Secretary of State John Kerry has sent his best wishes to them for a joyous and healthy new year. This Nowruz, as you reflect on the preceding year and look forward to a new one, said Mr. Kerry, may the spirit of reconciliation mend past differences and the spirit of hope lead the way towards new growth and opportunity. As he has in years past, President Barack Obama used the occasion to speak directly to the people and leaders of Iran. He said the possibility of a comprehensive agreement regarding Iran's nuclear program presents the best opportunity in decades to pursue a different future between our countries.
So there is a way for Iran, if it is willing to take meaningful, verifiable steps, to assure the world that its nuclear program is, in fact, for peaceful purposes only.
Iran's leaders, he said, have a choice between two paths, a path of isolation that has brought hardship and deprivation to the Iranian people, or, if Iran's leaders can agree to a reasonable nuclear deal, a better path.
More trade and ties with the world, more foreign investment and jobs, including for young Iranians, more partnerships in areas like science and technology and innovation. In other words, a nuclear deal now can help open the door to a brighter future for you, the Iranian people, who, as heirs to a great civilization, have so much to give the world.
President Obama warned that there are those in the United States, Iran, and beyond who oppose a diplomatic resolution.
My message to you, the people of Iran, is that together we have to speak up for the future we seek.
We have a chance, said President Obama, to make progress that will benefit our countries and the world for many years to come. Now it is up to all of us, Iranians and Americans, to seize this moment and the possibilities that can bloom in this new season.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.